politicians in Washington don't agree on much these days unless they're taking Live Nation to task.
Mr. Berchtold, I want to congratulate and thank you for an absolutely stunning achievement. You have brought together Republicans and Democrats.
That is Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal addressing Live Nation President Joe Berchtold at a Senate hearing yesterday. Lawmakers are investigating the company after millions of disappointed Taylor Swift fans were unable to buy tickets on the company's platform back in November. Both Republicans and Democrats say Live Nation is a monopoly. So what are they going to do about it? Joining us now is Pablo Manriquez. He covers Congress for the New Republic. Pablo, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Great to be here.
Good to have you. And I mean, look, if every issue were this bipartisan, Congress would be a much happier place to work in. What was your takeaway from this hearing yesterday?
Well, absolutely. This is a very bipartisan issue. There are very few things in this Congress that AOC and Josh Hawley agree on, that Bernie Sanders and Chip Roy agree on. I've asked probably 3 or 4 dozen members of Congress about Ticketmaster. Most members of Congress who I've asked have very negative things to say about them, and most of their frame of reference for talking about Ticketmaster comes from the debacle last year of the distribution of Taylor Swift's concert series tickets.
And we'll get there in just a moment, but first a little backstory. Live Nation and Ticketmaster, these two companies merged in 2010, which means they control the concert venues, the promotion of the concerts, the ticket sales. When that merger happened, just how powerful did the company become?
Oh, incredibly powerful, because by most people would have argued back in the 90s that Ticketmaster was already a ticketing monopoly. So when Ticketmaster merged with Live Nations, which is in essence an events monopoly, it became just a vertically consolidated monopoly. The hearing has been a long time coming. And this hearing, I think that the senators displayed a lot of sort of decorum. Mm. But it could get a lot worse for Ticketmaster moving forward, because the counterpart committee in the House of Representatives on antitrust is likely to be run by Ken Buck, who has also been very much an antitrust crusader. So think of like yesterday's hearing as the first hearing in what could be a series of hearings about Ticketmaster if it doesn't get its act together. But it looks like the markets are responding pretty favorably to Ticketmaster, because Ticketmaster's stock price has actually gone up a dollar.
Well, here's what Live Nation President Joe Berchtold told senators.
We absolutely believe the ticketing business has never been more competitive. We believe that fact is demonstrated by every venue renewal that has multiple credible offers in a bidding process.
What's his argument, and who's listening?
Well, his argument is kind of conflicted. Basically, he's saying he's not a monopoly, but the company's real argument every time they mess up a ticketing distribution event like Taylor Swift's concert series last year, like Bad Bunny's concert in Mexico City in December, every time this happens, they basically say Ticketmaster is the only company that could possibly handle this volume of ticket sales. So they admit basically they're the only show in town, but they say that they're the only show in town because they're the only product capable of handling this particular like level of concert ticket distribution. One of the substantive points that he was really able to avoid in the hearing came from the musicians themselves, who wanted to know where the fees are coming from that get put on their ticket prices without their permission. And the inflation, according to the lead singer for Lawrence, who testified on the panel.
Clyde Lawrence, right? Right.
Yeah, right. It seems to be like an arbitrary ticket price. So he said that when he asked the venues tell him, well, those markups come from Ticketmaster. And then when he asks Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster puts it on the venues. The price of the tickets, the inflated price of the tickets, is something that kind of alienates them from a lot of their fans, especially fans that might not have the money to pay high ticket prices for their shows.
We heard from many Republicans in this hearing yesterday who said that they support businesses, but that Live Nation needed to be held accountable here. This is Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Well, I'm not against big per se. I am against dumb. And the way your company handled the ticket sales from Ms. Swift was a debacle. And whoever in your company was in charge of that ought to be fired.
So what do you think happens next? In other words, what does holding Live Nation accountable actually look like?
There's really only one big moment they're waiting for right now, and that's the decision by the Justice Department about whether or not they want to unwind the 2010 merger that brought Ticketmaster and Live Nation together into this like giant, right? the question basically of will the Justice Department act, how will they act, what will the timeline be for their any actions that they might have is something that the Senate's waiting on. But obviously, Ticketmaster and all of the high-profile artists and stuff like that gives a panel like the Senate Special Judiciary Subcommittee on Antitrust the opportunity to get on TV. So as long as that exists, I mean, you can imagine that there will be more sort of saber-rattling and whatnot. Hmm. But for people who are kind of looking at the situation, it's like, well, so Ticketmaster was a monopoly, and then it merged with another monopoly. If you unwind these two monopolies, you just end up with the same two monopolies. So I don't know that Ticketmaster customers are necessarily going to benefit from more competition in the marketplace if you just break up the venues monopoly and the concessions monopoly that is Live Nation from the ticketing monopoly that is Ticketmaster.
Pablo Manriquez covers Congress for the New Republic. Pablo, thank you.
Thank you so much.